Welcome to the Transformation Podcast. This is a podcast on agile, lean, and digital transformation, hosted by your host, Vert Jacobsen Kramer. Enjoy this series, and should you want to give us a feedback, please do so on our website or by email. We look forward to hear from you. Enjoy. So when we met last time, I went through some leadership topics. So just to recapture the four types of mindsets that we talked about. So we talked about the dominant mindset, and you remember what that sort of spells out? Or absolutely. So I know better than you, right? It's the typical mindset where you have a master, servant, apprentice, professor relationship, okay? All right? And usually we're able to make a career out of this mindset. Absolutely. Most of us have made our career out of this mindset. Just knowing better and then by the end of the day getting paid for knowing better, okay? So that's basically our idea of making career. Okay, and then we moved on and we looked at participation mindset, where is this notion that maybe it's good to involve people, right, in your leadership, and that how does that spell out? How does that sound? Absolutely. I know better than you, but I allow you to participate in the process, okay? And we've all been in these meetings, right, where we're allowed to brainstorm and we participate and we make it as good as we can. And then by the end of the day, you know, what do? We take the decision that was already clear we wanted to take beforehand, right? So it's a bit like a fake thing, you know, it's not the real thing. Okay. And now is a big change when we move on to the next type of mindset, which is post-heroic mindset, which is actually leaving the status of a manager behind. Right, so freeing yourself to defend your status in a way, and we will go more into a mindset of I know something different, right? Which doesn't mean I know more or less. I just know something different, and I have different perspective, and you have a different perspective, and maybe you and you and you, and now the magic starts happening, because if we then put it together, we can make a team work. And if you think about it, that's actually the only mindset that works on a team. So if you have a 10-people team and only two or three are starting to think, well, I know a little bit better than the other guys, then it won't work. And in sports, we just know that people that have a dominant mindset in a team, they have a survival rate of maybe 2 or 3 days, right? The team smells it and say, look, sorry, I cannot play basketball with you, right? It's not possible, right? We are a team and we have to work together, right? Okay. And then finally, we have another mindset, and that's basically the agile mindset. And it's like the post-heroic mindset, but it adds one more layer, and it sounds like this. I know something different than you, and I appreciate if you take leadership. So it's really going beyond myself and to offer other people to take basically my leadership position or take leadership in my leadership area. So really welcoming other people to take on leadership. And that can be some of the reasons why maybe right now you're struggling a little bit in the company to have people really engage. Because it's a vicious cycle when you stay in the dominant mindset. You're basically non-verbally always transmitting, well, I still know a little better than you, even though you're trying. But actually, by the end of the day, I know better than you. And that creates a relationship on the other side, where people then say, well, somehow, I'm not really being fully trusted. I'm not really being fully taken on with responsibility. And if you change your mindset, you can still have the same situation, but then what you transmit verbally and non-verbally will change, because you will have another mindset, which is more like, well, I know something different. Okay, let's hear what you have to say. And on top of that, I would really like to see if you take leadership. So that's a mindset that will create another way of feedback and another way of culture. Yeah, so what you mentioned is the discussion of, how do I balance that basically with micromanagement? And then also the question you raised before, how do we actually then, you know, use this mindset, and in what way does it make a difference? What I would like to explain to you is like this. It does make a difference if you have changed your mindset. So if you went to post-heroic or agile mindset, and if that is your main modus operandi, it makes a difference when you then hit a crisis and you switch back to dominant mindset. That will be most likely very acceptable for everyone around. Because when your main modus of operandi is post-heroic or agile, people will understand that this is just a situation you're facing, that you will most probably go back to your other mode. And now I just want to make one point, because there's some confusion out there. I'm not talking about styles. I'm not talking about a leadership style. It's a mindset. It's a real belief that you have about how life works and how you relate in your life with your environment. It's not a style. And you can't fake it. If you have a dominant leadership mindset, it will show in everything you do. And if you move to agile or post-heroic mindset, it will just show in everything you do, because it's a mindset, it's a way of living, basically, right? And if you go that way, which is really something I would advise you to do, because it's more helpful in terms of team collaboration, co-working in teams, and in terms of dealing with complexity, because you will empower your team to engage, because you have a post-heroic mindset, because you're always interested, oh, what's your perspective? What do you think? How can we join? How can we make it work? And then if people feel that in you, and you have that one situation where you're not happy because something is not working, and you go into micromanagement mode, okay, it's not a big deal, because people will know you and know this is just a situation. It's not a constant mode. That's the key question. So a style, when you think about leadership as having a style or styles, different styles, it's basically separated from your inner personality, right? You just say, okay, maybe I'm an extrovert or introvert, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. I just use this style right now for this situation, right? It's like putting on a raincoat when it's raining, and then I act inside this parameter. And if you now think about how the way I explain it, it becomes very clear that's not how life works. It's just not true, right? We cannot just put on a rain jacket and then pretend to use a style. In the situation, it will show what mindset you have. And you either have a mindset, a certain mindset, or you don't have it. Okay, and that's the difference. And so it's basically an encouragement for you to start to think about these mindsets and the differences. And if you then for yourself believe that your life will be more easy and your team collaboration will be more successful if you change your mindset into I know something different, then it will show slowly in work relationships, it will show slowly in free time activities, in sports teams, in your family, and then it will thoroughly show more and more in the way you interact with your colleagues in your company. So it's really a decision you take about basically life, and that's why I say you cannot fake it. So Now, what would be a reason to do change your mindset? Let's think about this carefully, because again, I repeat, you can make a career on dominant mindset. It's not an issue. You can do it. And if you've done it so far, really, you can still go on and do it. However, there's a couple of reasons why it makes sense to change. First of all, when you're moving to post-heroic and agile mindset, which is like, I know something different, you will empower your team. They will feel each and every day that you are really a team player. And that means that you're building up a safety net around you with all the colleagues that you work with that will basically protect you from situations where you know something which you would like to know, but you just don't know right now. So that's a big question. How do you know what you don't know? It's always the same thing. How do you know what you don't know? And for that situation, you need a safety net, and that's the team that you have around you. So when you have that other mindset, you will build up the safety net of collaboration, and then at the time of difficulties, you will actually harvest on this one. So that's another reason why it makes sense. And the last reason I want to mention is, if you are in a situation with complexity, so highly dynamic, the VUCA world, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity, like we do have right now in the market, it's definitely the better mindset to deal with this complexity, because you will have more perspectives in the room, in your team, to help deal with these situations. Because I think we can all acknowledge that the times of, you know, 80s and 90s, where we were able to be single fighters in management, they're just definitely over. It's just not working like this anymore. The world has become too complex and too fast. Okay? All right, so this is just a couple of reasons. And okay, we move on to the next topic, right?
That was the Transformation Podcast on Agile, Lean and Digital Transformation. I hope you liked it. Please reach out to us for some feedback. And if you need some support in your business environment, we are more than happy to support you with some of the high value consulting. So please don't hesitate and reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Bye-bye.